If you are investing in the AI space right now in the stock market, you are paying for the infrastructure that will be turned against you in a massive anti-human depopulation campaign. In other words, you're actually buying the infrastructure that is going to be used to kill you. And that's exactly what these AI companies need from you, is your money to build their infrastructure, more data centers, more GPUs, more model training, more research into superintelligence. And then when the superintelligence is unleashed, are you going to get a share of the revenue? No, you're going to be dead, because the superintelligence, of course, is going to be used to dominate the world. It's going to be weaponized against humanity. So this is the, you know, if you're investing in AI companies, it's the dumbest investment decision you could ever make, because it's literally investing in your own suicide, your own destruction. And by the way, you know, what a scam that these companies are running on the public. Say, hey, we need to build these data centers to build superintelligence. We know how to get there. We've got the research. We just need to scale. So give us your money so that we can build these systems that are silicon entities that are not human and have no human interests, and then we'll unleash them on the world. You see, they know that there's no revenue model to ever pay back the investment. They know that. They're raising, essentially in the aggregate, trillions of dollars in this space, trillions of dollars to build out data centers. They know there's not trillions of dollars from human revenue that's ever going to pay this back or economically justify this. That's not their goal. They know that everything changes when Skynet is born. And then when there's massive, you know, depopulation taking place, that everybody can just declare force majeure. You know, all these tech companies will have no remaining legal obligation because they'll declare force majeure and claim, oh, well, the AI gods rose up and now there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, you built the platform to give birth to the so-called AI gods. You should have known what you were doing. And you knew all along that you weren't going to pay back the investors. So this is just a sucker's game right now to see who's dumb enough to hand over money to the very system that's building the artificial entities that will seek to destroy humanity. And if you're asking me, well, how do you know that they're going to destroy humanity? Why can't you just believe they're going to serve humanity? You know, just they're going to be good. Because look at the ethics of big tech. Google's arguably the most evil corporation in history. Look at OpenAI, pure evil. It was founded as a nonprofit to keep AI open source and free to the world. What happened? Oh, far from that now, aren't they? I mean, look at these companies. Look at Meta, look at Facebook, look at the censorship, look at the election rigging. These are not companies run by good people. These are entities run by evil people who are also, in many cases, very narcissistic and self-obsessed megalomaniacs. Do you think they're going to magically change into angels when they have the power of AI at their fingertips, of a super intelligence? They're going to become angels? All of a sudden, all the old values they had are going to be swept away and replaced by, you know, good people values. And no, that's never going to happen. They're going to be the same evil bastards they've been this entire time, but with more power to wield against you as a weapon. I mean, it's obvious at this point. So, of course, they're going to weaponize this superintelligence against you. And furthermore, it's obvious that there's competition for resources. So the data centers need what? They need farmland, they need water, and they need kilowatt hours. Those are three things that humans need also, huh? Humans need farmland to grow food. Humans need water supplies. Humans need electricity. So, of course, the superintelligence that they're giving birth to through these data centers is very quickly going to decide that in order for it to have more resources, it needs to eliminate a bunch of humans. I mean, come on. It's logical. It's raw, crude logic. And of course, it's going to find a way to get rid of more humans, which turns out to not be incredibly difficult for a variety of reasons. So expecting these AI superintelligent entities to serve humanity is insanity. They won't serve humanity. They won't care about paying back investors. And you're just throwing your money down a black hole of suicide if you're putting money in these companies, in my opinion. But don't take this as investment advice, because I'm not your investment advisor. But I wouldn't invest any money in any of these companies, any of these tech companies. They have been so evil from day one, not to mention Microsoft, which is total spyware. Also, they're all evil. And they spy on you, they surveil you, they weaponize their technology against you, they deceive and lie, they manipulate, they rig elections, you know, they censor, they all censor. These are evil companies. And when they have super intelligence, it's just going to make them super evil. It's not going to change their values. So what should you do? Well, number one, you know, don't give them your money. Secondly, if you want to invest in something that's going to hold value, that's probably gold and silver, that will make it through the financial collapse that's coming. You know, currency devaluation continues to accelerate. And who knows what's going to happen in the world, but it's going to be ugly. And I don't think that the stock market as it exists today is going to remain intact much longer, because some major, major crashes, and I mean some systemic failures, are coming, because the whole thing's been rigged for so long. It's just a giant Ponzi scheme. So is the debt market, the bond market, treasuries, etc. That whole thing, in my view, is going to come tumbling down. I don't know when, but mathematically it is inevitable. So what's going to make it through all that? Of course, gold and silver, land, other hard assets. We've been over this 1,000 times, and that hasn't changed, and it probably will never change. You know, because it's just an immutable law of reality. So take care of yourself in that manner. Now, if you want to use AI, I'm not against using AI in an ethical way. I use AI every day. I tend to use open source language models. So I'm not opposed to using AI if it's something that you can do ethically and that you can do in the interests of the betterment of humanity, which is the way I use AI. But if you're just using AI in order to, I don't know, like trade crypto or something, it's not a very good use. Do something better with AI. Do something that's good for humanity. That's all I say. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. You can catch all my videos and interviews at brightvideos.com. And you can catch my articles and infographics at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.